translation, the repetition. Whatever work is done here in this life, for the satisfaction of the mission of the Lord, is called Bhakti Yoga. Our transcendental loving service to the Lord. What is called knowledge? Becomes a concomitant factor. Referred by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The general and popular notion is that by discharging further work in terms of the direction of the scriptures, one becomes perfectly able to acquire transcendental knowledge for spiritual realization. Bhakti Yoga is considered by some to be another form of karma. But actually, Bhakti Yoga is above both karma and jnana. Bhakti Yoga is independent of jnana or karma. On the other hand, jnana and karma are dependent on Bhakti Yoga. This Kriya Yoga or Karma Yoga is recommended by Sri Narad to Vyas. It's specifically recommended because the principle is to suffer, is to satisfy the Lord. Because the principle is to satisfy the Lord. The Lord does not want His sons, the living beings, to suffer the threefold miseries of life. He desires that all of them come to Him and live with Him. But going back to Godhead means that one must purify himself from material infection. When work is performed, therefore, to satisfy the Lord, the performer becomes gradually purified from the material affection. This purification means attainment of spiritual knowledge. Therefore, knowledge is dependent on karma or work done on behalf of the Lord. Other knowledge being devoid of bhakti yoga or satisfaction of the Lord cannot lead one back to the kingdom of God, which means that it cannot even offer salvation. As already explained in connection with the stanza, Naiskarmyam apyachuta bhavavarjitam. The conclusion is that a devotee engaged in the unalloyed service of the Lord, specifically in hearing and chanting His transcendental glories, becomes simultaneously spiritually enlightened by the divine grace, as confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Thus ends the translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada of the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, fifth chapter, 35th text. The translation is going on. Who are the translators? Which language?
Kannada.
Kannada. Hindi?
Who is that?
Bangla. Hindi?
Whose name is there?
Arun. You are the translator. Thank you. Ladies, and on you. Where's the Telugu sign? Huh? He also been telling me. So Now everyone has a good definition about Bhakti Yoga. You'll be able to tell me, right? What work is that? What kind of work is Bhakti Yoga? Who can tell me?
Hearing and chanting.
What the verse said today? Very general. Hearing and chanting is definitely one of those words.
Stand in the service of the Lord.
Activity
and level
service
to the Lord. The Lord.
The verse here says Bhagavat Paritoshanam. Similar to what was said. The point is work done here in this life for the satisfaction of the mission of the Lord is called Bhakti Yoga. So whatever is done for the satisfaction of the Lord, spreading the consciousness, worshipping the Lord, serving the devotees, which work is done for the satisfying the mission of the Lord, namely spreading the consciousness. But all the angas of that, this is Bhakti Yoga. And Bhakti Yoga means transcendental loving service. For loving service, what exchange we want from the Lord? Now it's some kind of summer festival in this country. All the shopping malls offer you lottery. If you buy some minimum amount, you can get a free ticket for some car or some other gift. So people are being encouraged, spend your money and win some bonus. What is it that we expect? Anything we, loving service of the Lord, anything that we expect?
Happiness. Eternal service.
A more loving service, very good answer.
Eternal service.
Same thing. We don't make like business deal with the Lord. Karma Kanda, you do a particular kriya, you know, you, to get some specific benefit. But the pure loving servant, love means that there's no conditions. I will serve you if you give me this. Another verse in the Bhagavatam explains that by serving the Lord without any conditions, we get satisfied. Yayatma Suprasidati Suprasida, we become very happy naturally because this is our natural condition. So it's a change of our consciousness. Usually in this world we only work, first we want to know what is our salary, what is our benefits, how much leave will we get, how much allowance for our family. When we accept an employment, we also accept some kind of contract. What will be the benefits for our work? But when you are serving Krishna, we don't need a contract. We know that Krishna is Patit Pavan, He is more merciful. He'll give us more than and much more valuable things than whatever we can imagine in a country. If we put some things down, probably we'll achieve well ourselves suffer. But generally people are coming to the Lord in a kind of business proposition. There's a famous story in Tirupati. They say people go, one man went there with his lottery ticket. First prize was, in those days, must be a long time ago, 1 lakh of rupees. Now it's crores in there. I don't know so much, but seems to be more higher amounts nowadays. He said, if I win, I give you 50%. So he made a deal with Balaji. He got second place, 50,000. So then he went to Balaji and said, thank you, you already took your half. But his wife was a little more conscious of whatever you want it by the Lord's mercy, you should get half. No, but I wanted 1 lakh, I got 50,000. Doesn't seem right to me, the wife said. But husband was stubborn. As he got his 50,000, he thought that's okay. Then he got sick. He went to many doctors. No matter what doctor he went, nothing cured him. The wife kept saying, give the 25,000 to Balaji. Finally, they took him to the Hundi by palanquin. Not palanquin, the stretcher. Then he put in the donation. Then he got healthy. So a lot of time we're making deal like this. I'll worship you, you give me the lottery. Anubhav lagta hai, sab bhasha anubhav hota hai. Prahlad, he was offered by Narasingadev. If you worship me by night, so I want to give you a blessing. What blessing do you want? Prahlad said, why do you tempt me? I'm born in a Asuric family. By nature, we're very materialistic. So naturally, my mind will think of so many things I could enjoy. But I am not serving you because I have some business deal that I should serve you, and in exchange for serving you I will get some blessings, I will get some material benefit. I just want to serve you eternally. That's all that I want. By serving the Lord, we know that was also sung by Kunti Devi. By serving you, the Bhava Sagar is crossed. The ocean of birth and death is crossed over. But some say that by serving you, they feel transcendental bliss. They don't want any other happiness than to know that the Lord is pleased with them. This is awakening a real love. Parents don't serve their children, signing contract. When you're 35 years old, you have to pay me so much pension, and you have to do that. They may have hopes. They They may have expectation, but there is no such contract you can sign with a little baby. Hopefully the parents are serving their children because they love them. They want to see that. Once Prabhupada said, why do you serve your child? That's my duty. Prabhupada said, no, because you love your child. Why do you give Krishna consciousness to your child? Because you know it's the best for your child, therefore you want to give the best to your child. So that your child will also be free from this repetition of birth and death. So your child will get pure devotion for the Lord. This Bhakti Yoga is actually something very esoteric. Krishna says, don't explain Bhakti Yoga to the envious people. Since you're all coming here on this auspicious evening, this Subha Syam Ko, they're thinking that all of you are non-envious, nice people. The secret of Bhakti Yoga, we're sharing with you, because this is the secret how to win over the Lord. It's actually the highest happiness is when the Lord is pleased, we are pleased. We are the part of Krishna. Just like when Durvasa Muni came to the Pandavas, Draupadi had no more food left in her pot, her Akshay Patra was empty. So she went to Krishna, how can I feed Durvasa Muni and his 10,000 disciples? They'll curse us and we'll be finished. Then Krishna said, bring me anything from the pot. So she found one vegetable, was some sabji was there on the side of the pot. She brought a little piece to Krishna. When he ate it, he said, oh, I'm so satisfied. Then he became full. When Krishna became full, because he's the origin of everyone, all the rishis and disciples of Durvasa Muni, they all became full. As if they had eaten a full meal up to the neck. Sometimes there's a big feast and you have a akanta bhojan up to the neck. Have you ever had such a feast where you ate so there was no more room? He's saying they're doing everything. Very good. Krishna Prasadam. So they all felt like that, oh, we're full. So then they said, we cannot go to eat from Draupadi because we're already full. When you eat up to here, to the neck, and someone offers you more sambar, more rice, you accept it or you say, no, no, enough. You turn the plate. We have the banana leaf. I don't know what you do with your paper plate. So, we were told that when serving prasadam, if somebody tells you no, you should still give. If they say no, very enthusiastically, no, still give. If they say no and they put their hand, so still give. If they say, So for me, I leave remnants, so that's my thing. I have different rules. Guru has to leave some remnants. But others have to eat all the remnants. Only if someone is like a tiger. No, no! Then I'll get to leave. That's how we were told, it's the system. But sometimes that foreign devotee, they don't know this. They say, no, I don't know. But they're putting anyway. They don't know, they have no more room. They don't know that you have to shout and fight and turn your plate over, make the whole drama, then okay, then they're satisfied. You really had enough. They think you're just being humble. Normal means say more. Because everyone knows they're supposed to eat whatever's on their plate. But in the Western country, they don't know all these rules. Sometimes they're throwing. So Bhakti Yoga is a totally different world, a different culture. So this knowledge about Krishna is revealed to the devotees. You become a devotee, you said, I want to first know about Krishna, then I'll become a devotee. But you become a devotee, then Krishna will reveal information about himself. Bhakta-mama-mijana-ati. Only the devotees can know about Krishna. There's two different things. One thing is doing good karmas. For getting good karmas, you can get the heavenly planets, you can get good material results. You don't actually get transcendental knowledge. By doing devotional service, you get material benefits, you can get spiritual benefits, you can get spiritual knowledge, everything. So long as you're just doing the please the Lord. If you have some desire, even if you're doing unconditionally, Krishna may satisfy those desires. If you so please. That's why it's dangerous to have desires. Like Dhruva Maharaj, he worshipped the Lord, but he had some desire to be a great king, bigger king than his father. If the father was not letting him sit on his lap, so Dhruva thought, I'll see Bhagavan. Bhagavan will give me a bigger kingdom than my father. I'll show my father. How dare he not let me sit on his lap? I am the prince. I am his son. Why he will not let me sit on the lap of my father? I will show him. I will become a bigger king. Is it pure bhakti? No, it's not pure bhakti. So Dhruva came with some, but then somehow when he saw the Lord, he got changed. His initial desire was to come for some other purpose. When he saw the Lord, he got so much purified. And by doing the Bhakti Yoga practice, that he changed his mind. No, I wanted a broken glass. Instead, I got the diamond. How rare a person to be able to see the Lord face to face. there also he could see the Lord face to face after 5 months, 5-6 months of meditation. But he was very determined. He followed his guru very carefully. It also shows everyone needs a bona fide guru who will give us the proper mantras, who will guide us. Before make a major decision, we should try to get the blessing of guru. We should know for sure that we are following instructions of the guru. That way we are sure that what we are doing is going to lead us in the right direction. So then Krishna, anyway, he told Dhruva that I'm going to give you what you want and I'll give you a bigger kingdom, I'll give you all these things. So, but now I'm afraid of these things. I don't want to lose my devotional service to you. I wanted these things in the beginning because I was foolish. But now I realize the most important thing is to serve your lotus feet. To be a direct servant of the Lord is the highest blessing. Normally this was not available to us. Only very great souls they could get. By devotional service they get purified. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has made it available to everyone. The reading in the past few days of Lord Chaitanya, most of his followers were Brahmanas, sannyasis. But it was Nityananda Prabhu. His preaching reached to the common people. He had people from all walks of life, even Jagaimane. Tapi tapi jato chilo hari nama udarilo. Papi tapi jato chilo hari nama udarilo. Kar sakhi na gai ma gai re. Kar sakhi na gai ma gai re. The chanting of the Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Mahamantra delivered all the sinful people. The proof is that even Jagai Madai were delivered. They're the evidence. They were the super fallen people. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Nityananda brought it to everyone. So Lord Chaitanya told Nityananda to go back, said, you can do even what I can do. But Lord Chaitanya never restricted it to the higher caste, but just somehow that's how it happened. But Nityananda particularly reached out to everyone. He got the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and then he gave that to everyone. Especially he did it through the Namahata. Namahata program reached out to everyone. We want our devotees, Sri Alson Balaram Desh, to take responsibility for Namahata groups. Bhakti Riksha groups are a type of Navhata group. So that every devotee should be in some kind of a small group so that they'll be taken care of. So that they'll get some personal guidance and support. This is very important. Also, even if we have different kinds of committees for giving support to the congregation of devotees. In Chopati, they have committee for marriage placement, marriage counseling, cases some trouble in the marriage. Employment, in case some member of the congregation has trouble to find a job. Then they have other things like festival committee and other types of committees. Many social care committee, children's education, of course, was a committee that could also be there. Helping the guru to take care of his disciples. Just like Krishna likes to see everybody free from the threefold suffering. I like to see all the people who want to get married to find the Krishna conscious match. Everybody who is married, that their marriage should survive and be very healthy and Krishna conscious. Ideal is husband and wife, they should work together as a team, not only materially but also spiritually. We want to see our communities should be very caring. Nowadays people like this word caring. We care. Sometimes you go and you find in some airline or some office, we care. Here the Vodas phone motto is something like, we hear you. We hear you. Like, we care about what you say, we hear you. I was in Dubai airport, and then a sign on the airport said, the airport that cares. I don't know how airport can care for you, but that's what some planes and the motto. The airport that cares. So I was thinking, you know, even the airport they care nowadays. People, because in this world people, they don't feel that anybody cares. You don't get respect, you don't get care. So that's become a big concern. In spiritual life, where all the devotees are very dear to the Lord, but the Lord doesn't want the devotees to suffer. So we're suffering because of our ignorance. So we need that care. So the new devotees get properly trained, so the old devotees get encouragement to keep up with their practices. The kind of infrastructure is important for proper mood. There should be loving appreciation between the devotees. Some devotees are doing Radha Seva in the kitchen. They're working very hard. We may be out here sitting under the fan. They're standing next to the oven. So we should appreciate how nice they're doing such nice seva. Everyone will appreciate at the end of the program. So like that, just like they're caring for us, they know everyone should get some prasadam. Like that, different ways as a family, we can do something, try to do something. It's a more civilized way. Even I heard that in this one village where we have a Namhata, it's called Harinagar in Bangladesh. It's just by the side of the Sundarbans jungles. So I went there a few times. They have crocodiles, tigers, barracuda, sharks. You have to walk, when you go walking back to the house at night, you have to make sure there's no crocodile across the road. Such place. Jungle, there's a river, and other side of the river is jungle. So sometimes the jungle animals are coming, you're right on the border. So one day the tiger entered into the buffalo pen and attacked one buffalo. But all the buffaloes worked together and attacked the tiger. And a miracle happened. The buffaloes killed the tiger. Because they all worked together to save their friend. I don't know how many buffaloes died, but tiger died. So the villagers were surprised because they never heard of tiger. Is a very ferocious. I don't know, for me it was some kind of a lesson that even under very heavy nature we have to work together. We have to try to save the others. Miracles can happen if we work together. We do it as our devotional service. Because we believe that the Lord is a person, so we want to please the Lord. This time when we went on the safari, Ganga safari, previously we had gone to Ganga Sagar, we had gone on the river to different places, but we never gone to Gangotri. We went that direction to Rishikesh Haridwar. We were told that it is too early. Gomukh Gangotri is closed. So we could go only to Devaprayag. So technically that's where the Ganga name begins. Before that, Bhagirathi, Alakananda, other names. From there comes Ganga. So in one sense, that's the beginning of Ganga. So we completed our Ganga safari. So we went there, we took our bath at the Devaprayag. On the way we had seen many Ganga pujas in Varanasi, in Prayag, in Haridwar, and Rishikesh. Past 5 years, lots of Ganga pujas going on. So, When we were at the Ganga Puja at Haridwar, Hariki Pori, there's a ghat, and about thousands, 10, maybe 20, 30,000 people are there for this evening puja. They're all offering aarti. There's about 18 pujaris offering aarti and hundreds of people with small deepas. It lasts only 5-10 minutes. Actually, the puja in Varanasi is more synchronized and more elaborate. But anyway, every place has its own moon. There are so many people. Just at the sandhya, this is the puja. It was also very nice. So while we are waiting for the puja to happen, you are introduced to one of the santas from Haridwar, Haridwar place of sadhus. He was Shyamasundar Baba. Not our Shyamasundar, but some other. And he was secretary of the Sant Samaj of all India sadhus. He was very happy, he praised the devotees, he loved the Harinam Kirtan. He gave me a book from his guru, which was translated into English. And the book, I just opened it, and it said, some people say you should not worship the Sakar Root, that you should only worship Nirakar Root. But I'm saying no. Sakar Root is best. Everyone should beginning worship Sakar Root. Prahlad, Dhruva, so many great devotees are there. They got purified by worshipping the form of the Lord. So, seems to be saying nice things. You see, we're thinking that maybe the sadhus are Mayavadis, many of them, they'll give some impersonal ideas. I was reading, so this is very good. You see, once you get purified and get the blessings of Bhagavan, then you can move up to his Nirakar form. Oh no, spoil everything. We know that impersonal form is coming from the personal. The jyoti comes from the lotus feet of the Lord. The personified Puranas are saying. But the impersonalist, even he is praising bhakti. Praising, but then finally he says, you go to the Nirakar. They don't realize that this is not the truth. So I said how Bhagavan, Shri Krishna, he is the Purna Bhagavan. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchiranda Vikranari Adi Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. So they published in the Haridwar News in Hindi, Jayapadaka Swami, Shri Krishna, Purna Bhagavan. Right. So this is a problem. If you go and read other people's books, they will introduce so many other ideas. Even in the beginning it may sound like they are praising bhakti. But they will put some other twist. That's why it's safe only to read the books in the Vaishnava tradition. Read Prabhupada's books to be safe. We're advised that the instructions touched by the lips of non-devotees, avaishnava mukut girnam putam harikatam nitam sravanam naiva kartavyam sarvashishtam tavaya. It's like mouth touched by the lips of a serpent. If we read or hear such instruction, which is ultimately against pure bhakti, that can spoil our devotion, poison us. this verse today, that we should do work in this life to satisfy the mission of the Lord. And that is called Bhakti Yoga, and by doing that, we please the Lord, and He gives us His blessings. We get transcendental knowledge. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Grantharat Srimad Bhagavatam ki
jai.